It's Thursday, the 20th of March. And it's an absolute stinker once again. I'm sheltering below the shed again. I think you can hear why. Wow. It's been a wild night. Even sheltering below the lee of the shed, the wind's so strong, it's managing to get in here now and again. I'm glad we went away and did things yesterday. Wouldn't it have been very nice today? Oh my goodness. Back to the storm winds and rain. Super, super, super. Just when you think you're getting there. What do they say in America? Bernie Goldbach uses this. Curveball. Nature throws a curveball. Sends us back into February. The strange thing is, of course, not just for me, but I do love this weather. Something magical about nature when it's doing extremes of things. We certainly can't complain. Stefano Landi over there, it's landing. It's up to a balmy minus 14 degrees. We keep forgetting over here just what's going on across the pond. At least I do. So, mild, very windy and wet. Weather ain't so bad. This morning, I was in an absolute coma. I really was. I think I was semi-comatose, or maybe even more than that, when the alarm went at 7. And my whole night, usually I do dream vividly, but my whole night was just crazy stuff. Crazy, crazy stuff. So vivid. I remember the last dream before I woke up. Massive spillage of hot wax spouting into the air and coming down on top of all the old-fashioned furniture in a big room that I was sharing with other people, and what we were going to do with it. And, oh, I've got a squeegee, I'll take it off. Don't worry about that. And then all the wood will have a beautiful sheen. Oh, God. Madness. And I'm wondering, you know, a friend of ours brought back two big sticks of Blackpool Rock. Famous Blackpool Rock. And last night, we both shared one of the sticks of rock. Smashed it into 1,000 bits. Chomped on those while watching telly. I'm just wondering, Was it the sugar? Eating all that sugar at that time of the late evening, was it that that caused me to dream so madly and vividly, and also to feel so comatose in the morning? Choose the cheese that does that. Well, I won't be eating 6 inches of Blackpool Rock this evening anyway. I was just a greedy pig last night. Although it is lovely stuff, and once you start, you just can't help yourself. So that sticky rock will be getting stuck away at the back of a shelf somewhere, forgotten about for a wee while. So I guess I won't be going in the garden this morning. Even the birds are in the garden. They are there, but I think they're all sheltering. Strange though that as I look round to my right, that below that big chamois of Paris Wisley iconifer, it's absolutely bone dry. Bone dry. Not a drop of water I can see anywhere, not a bit of wet. I think that's why Mr. and Mrs. Blackbird like that area so much. It's just like having the lee of the shed for them. Blustery Thursday. It's a seagull soaring, no one or two now, soaring overhead, just swirling around and around. This is probably fun for them. Hey look guys, I don't need to flap my wings today. Just stick them out there and whoa.